All righty. This is it. This is the day. It is National Detroit Style Pizza Day. And I have to tell, well, I'm going to get our guest on here first and just tell him this directly. He is the chief brand officer for Buddy's Pizza and has been with us over the years a number of times. And glad that he was with us earlier by delivering a pizza to us. Wes Pakula, who is the chief brand officer for Buddy's Pizza, on the other end of my line right now. Wes, I want to thank you very much for being the official founder of the National Detroit Style Pizza Day. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I grew up in Monroe, Michigan, and all I ever heard about was New York-style pizza and Chicago-style pizza. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, and that's why Buddy's worked 76 years to get the pizza on a national stage, so it took a lot of work.
We happen to be the pizza capital of the world. There are more great pizza companies that call this Detroit area and Michigan their home. And we should let people know how great Detroit-style pizza is. And again, I salute you for doing that.
Paul, I agree 100%. I mean, we have a great city, and we're honored that, you know, in 2011, it was Buddy's Pizza Day. Dave Bing sort of created that day with us. And so now, you know, 11 years later, and 76 years later, we're National Detroit Style Pizza, which gives a salute not only to Buddy's, but also to the city and all the great people that live here and work here and support this city. So, you know, for Buddy's, it's a great day. And it's also another opportunity to give back. You know, we're partnering with the Salvation Army, which I know you're very familiar with. And, of course, anyone that comes into Buddy's today on this special day, we will donate $1 for every pizza sold. So it's about pizza. It's about giving back to communities. And that's really what Buddy's has been all about for these 76 years.
You think of the American automobile, Motown, all the things that we have given the world. Heck, we gave the world Madonna, whether you like that or not. We gave the world Madonna, a very talented person. The Mustang, the first paved road, and Detroit-style pizza. Explain
and
to...
WJR too, Paul. Let's not forget WJR.
I'm glad, Wes, that you threw that in there. The $20 is on the way. But listen, but no, I agree with you, because I've worked in New York City. I've worked in Philadelphia. I've worked in Toledo. There's no better radio station in the country, probably the world, than WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes. But meanwhile, explain to people, Wes, in case they don't know, what makes it Detroit style?
Sure. So really what makes it Detroit style starts with the pan that was originally sourced from the automotive industry. It was used as like a little nut and bolt collector in a lot of these little tool and die shops that used to be sort of all up and down the streets before they had major suppliers. So a gentleman by the name of Gus Guerrera, who owned 6 Mile and Conan at the time, Buddy's, came up with this pan and, you know, had this inspiration from kind of like a focaccia type breading. And he put it in this pan and he kind of did it a little bit differently because he put the pepperoni on the dough and then the cheese, which was brick cheese as opposed to mozzarella. And then the saucing goes on top. So it's a little bit different in terms of how it's built. So the folklore is that the pan made out of blue steel imparts this flavor, this sort of, it creates this crust, and then the corners, which everybody kind of fights over. And so it's a little bit different. So it's dough, pepperoni, brick cheese, sauce on top. And that's what makes the original Detroit style pizza. And that's what Buddy's is known for, the original.
So let's go into some of your research there at Buddy's. Can you tell me what the most popular pizza and toppings are in your history there? I mean, what you pay attention to?
Oh, sure. So pepperoni and mushrooms are probably one and two. And I think, again, the traditional Buddy's, so if someone's coming to Buddy's for the first time, and we're inviting them all to come today, obviously, because we're donating that dollar per pizza sold, but if you're coming to Buddy's for the first time, what you want to try is the classic, which would be, again, the dough, the light, crunchy crust, with the pepperoni under the cheese. So you bake that pepperoni flavor into the dough, and then you do the saucing on top. And I think that's what you got today, if I'm not mistaken.
Sean, would you verify that?
That was indeed, yes, the classic.
He handled all the pizza duties. He opened the pizza and all that. Sean, what do you usually like? I'm a very simple guy. I like a cheese and double pepperoni. I used to get double cheese and double pepperoni, but I've just cut back.
Yeah, I like that double pepperoni. And you know, one of the good things at Buddy's is they have, you know, you can get it below the cheese and on top. They have that double, if I'm not mistaken, Wes, and that's outstanding.
Right. That's right. We have the Buddy's pepperoni, which is the margarita brand. It's sort of a coarser, leaner pepperoni. And then we have what we call the curl and crisp, which is what a lot of people like, is that pepperoni that creates that little bead of, I don't know, heavenly juices, I would say.
Heavenly juices. That's a good one, Wes. Hey, Dorch, what do you like on your pizza? I didn't mean to catch you off guard. Right, there.
You're good. I'm a pepperoni guy too. I was actually looking there. My wife and I do the Super 6 Mile one, which is really, really good.
Super like 6 Mile.
Pepperoni, onion, green pepper, mushroom, and ham.
Very good.
He could work carry out for Buddy's. That's perfect.
Well, he actually does while he's on the air here. So you know, we're all trying to pick up a little extra scratch. I think Kim's is, I should know this. This is something you're supposed to know. If we were on the dating game or the newlyweds game, she likes sausage, cheese, peppers, onions, and mushrooms.
Mm.
Boy, I hope I got that right. And Ann, do you eat pizza at all with yogurt?
Yes, I love Buddy's Pizza.
What do you get?
Margarita, double cheese, gluten-free.
Mm.
Oh, man.
The gluten-free pizza is very good.
If that doesn't get people into Buddy's today, and I really appreciate this subtle sort of selling point.
Yes, we love it.
We're trying to help every way we can. I'm in your Buddy's Hall of Fame. I didn't even realize it. I walk into a Buddy's, and there's my picture. Anyway, it's a big day to go to Buddy's. Take advantage of this National Detroit-Style Pizza Day. And what I know the money goes to help things, help people out, but what do the people get who come in today, real quick?
Well, today they can come in and pick up the anniversary cards that we have at all the locations.
I got you.
But for the most part, it's just to come in, eat, enjoy Buddy's, try original Detroit style. But again, knowing that a lot of money will be going to the Salvation Army for the work that they do.
The Temple Corps Community Center. All right. God bless you, Wes. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Paul, for having us on, as usual.
Thank you. We got to run Wes Pakula, Chief Brand Officer, Buddy's Pizza, Big Day. Stand by for news and WJR's All Talk, Tom Jordan, Kevin Deitch. Regards, Paul W. Smith.